But time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And as you know, there are so many complexities in leading this healthy lifestyle. For those of you that don't know, I am a nutritionist and a life coach. And part of what I do day in and day out is help people navigate their way towards getting healthier. There are so many factors that complicate this. If you're somebody that has never encumbered getting into a healthier lifestyle, it is not just about eating. It is not just about calorie counting. It also is not just about exercising. The mindset is such a big component to this. And I've said this many, many times. In order to succeed, oftentimes, we do need to reach out, seek out, and learn from others. And truly, that is what I do. I've mentioned this in prior podcasts. We are a society that doesn't bat an eye to hire somebody to mow our lawn, paint our homes, clean our houses, do our nails, do our toes. Hiring somebody to help you figure out the best path for you to succeed in wellness is essential. There are so many bumps in the road that occur on a normal daily basis. I write programs for people all the time. On a very good day, without any complications arising, even that would be difficult for the normal person to just follow. But now let's throw in your kid getting sick, your husband losing his job, grandma getting run over by a reindeer. I mean, this is going to constantly happen. And you can page back and listen to some of my prior podcasts where I have talked about how to help yourself when you are having a hard time, whether it's an illness, an accident. But what about if you are somebody that just can't understand the basics of what is needed in order to get through the simple task of changing your routines? It is so important as a leader that I teach my clients, whether or not you are coming to me for one-on-one coaching, or you are coming to me because you want to be inspired, that coachability is really about openness. It's about your willingness to learn new things and your ability to take feedback and process it for the betterment and improvement of your performance. Now, originally, this was not the show that I had planned on doing. But the reason that I kind of switched gears is yesterday, I met face-to-face with two of my clients who've actually been in the program for a while, and they're local to the area, and both of them have been kind of, you know, not following the program completely. And in coming to this meeting, they both came, and again, I want to specify that neither of them knew each other, and the meetings were not together. So I met with one person, then the next hour the other person came. But both people have been kind of off the program. And they both came kind of feeling somber. They felt like they were disappointing me. They felt like they were letting me down because they had not been following the program as much. Now this kind of got my thinking going a bit, because despite the fact that these people have not been logging their food, have not been necessarily eating the right things. They have not been exercising. They have not been reporting to me. Their weight has gone up a little bit, but it's not back to that start point. In their minds, they felt this sense of disappointment. But to me, I felt this sense of pride because they had still been following the things that I have taught them. Both of these individuals were inspired by all of the information that they had gathered over the years. And in fact, one of them had said to me before our meeting ended that no matter what she's doing, no matter where she is, even if she's off task, she hears the things that I have taught her. And to me, this person has learned a wealth of information. This person came to me seeking help, and she came to me with an open mind, and she was a very, very, very coachable person. So whether you are coachable or not, you are an incredibly important person, and your ability to learn is there. And so that's what I want to talk about today. So when I create programs, obviously they come with applications, and I'm seeking information from you. But the first step in what I want to provide is I want to create this strong, energetic program, really to protect people who are paying me, because I know exactly what it takes in order to create this change in people. Now, I know this sounds out of there, but it's primal to us as leaders to have these facets built into us. And I have a lot of schooling that I've gone through, not only as a nutritionist, but also as a coach. And there's a lot of things that I've been wired to do. And I'm a firm believer that my clients are a result of their results. I don't claim them as my own, which I do see a lot of coaches doing all the time. And that is not my responsibility to do. I get all the time people thanking me so much, telling me they could not have achieved their goals without my help. But what I say is I am just the person that held the roadmap. I just held the roadmap. They sat in the driver's seat. So it's my responsibility to be a highly skilled coach, which means I understand the science behind coaching. And I'm always seeking to improve my skills. Now, as far as being the client, I will tell you this. The two women that I met with yesterday, they were very transparent. They always have been very transparent, and this is why they are still in the program. The one simply said to me she wasn't going to continue. She wasn't going to sign up because she felt she wasn't making any progress. She wasn't changing anything. But then she stopped and thought about it and realized that if she hadn't continued, she knew that she was going to go in the opposite direction. So you see what I'm getting at? If you are a coachable person, then you are willing to make this change. And I will tell you this, day in and day out, when I meet with people, people want me to give them their answers. I'm not going to give you the answer. I want you to come up with what is going to work for you. And if you are somebody that is looking for the flat out answers, then I would definitely tell you that you need to find another coach. The four signs that I tell people to look for when you are looking for a good coach is somebody that is willing to be by your side, somebody that is willing to assist you and help you with accountability and guide you, but not give you those answers. Because if giving you the answers is your thinking of a solution, then you're never going to find it yourself. I see this all the time. So on the other hand, there are many individuals who have a fixed mindset. For example, they're telling you that something isn't going to work for them because they just don't like it. They're telling you that something is stressing them out because they are overwhelmed. They are exploring all the possibilities, but they are very reluctant to put any into action. So my question is here, do you want to make a change? Looking back at a lot of my teachings, change is difficult. Nobody likes change. Change is shocking. Change is uncomfortable. But in order to make that change, we have to be challenged. We have to step outside that comfort zone. And that comfort zone is very, very, very uncomfortable. But think back to any situation that you've ever had. It's uncomfortable. Anytime you start a new program, anytime you start a new job, anytime you move into a new neighborhood, it's uncomfortable. But once you move in, you get settled, and then you really, really like it. I always use the analogy of getting into that pool. You know, when you first get into that pool, no matter what the weather is, that pool is cold. And you stand outside that pool and you look in and you see everybody else that's in there having a good time. And you're thinking, there's no way I'm getting in this water because you're cold. You're nervous. But as soon as you take that first step and you get in, it's shocking and you hate it. You want to get out. But if you stay in there and you cope and you learn, you end up loving it. And the next thing you know, you become a spokesperson for that pool because you got over that comfort and you took that step that was needed. And I get it. Of course, sometimes it is horrible. And there are many times where people will jump in that pool and jump right out. But in order for you to get over that shock, you do have to have an open mindset. People that have a fixed mindset tend to blame others. They tend to blame other situations. They tend to compare themselves to others and find faults in why they can't succeed. Instead of figuring out what the issue is, focusing on that issue and asking for help. Now, I know that this is very, very difficult, and this kind of brings me into really what the topic of today's show is, and that is vulnerability. It's definitely a big and fancy word, but it is a word that basically means you are owning up to your challenges, your faults, and your less than positive patterns. The reality is that vulnerability is the cornerstone of a solid, comparable movement to improvement. It is the paramount that literally affects everything. You need to be vulnerable enough to look at your past patterns. I'm coaching another client who I had a conversation with just last week. She actually wanted to quit coaching. She sent me a message saying, this isn't working for me. I'm not in the right spot. I would like to put my coaching on hold and take a break from it. I wrote her back immediately and said, we need to have a meeting. She was basically trying to hide. She was blaming everything and not accepting her own faults. In fact, every single session that we had, when I would bring up a change that I wanted her to make, she would turn south, change the subject, go in a different direction. And I finally had to point this out to her. It took a lot of vulnerability for her to accept that. It took a lot of vulnerability for her to look at her past patterns. Nobody likes to admit this. But we have to open up about this in order for our hopes, our fears, and our desires to change. And like I always say, if it doesn't challenge you, it is not going to change you. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about the ability to change yourself by stepping out of your comfort zone, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, and allowing yourself to accept the changes and truly accept the help that is needed. And if it's not with a coach, it might be with a loved one. I have members all the time that are reaching out to me saying that they might have a child, a grandchild, a niece that is really going down a spiral of poor health. And every single time they bring up any suggestion whatsoever that has anything to do with getting healthy, eating cleaner, exercise, the niece, nephew, child, whatever, goes down this spiral of defense. And this might not be the right approach, but that person isn't ready to hear it. That person is basically uncoachable. And in this case, my advice is that person really does need to see someone outside the home. They need to talk to a professional, somebody that knows the system, somebody that's able to coach this person professionally. Because there is a difference between how you are raising your child, how you are advising your niece, your nephew, your grandchild to do something, and how you are implicating health matters as sensitive as weight, food, exercise, eating. These are all very, very sensitive topics. And you might have to be vulnerable enough to let someone you know help you. There's many books out there, but one of the best quotes that I've ever read is vulnerability is a major component of personal growth. So when you are thinking, can I change this about me? You have to ask yourself, do I have an open mind? It's important to look at how vulnerable you are willing to be. You need to point out your experiences of discomfort and that you are willing to make these changes. The very nature of vulnerability makes people uncomfortable. And I hope you guys aren't listening, cringing right now. But I want you to think of a time where you felt uncomfortable. Maybe it was starting that first job. Maybe it was entering that first 5K. Maybe it was that date you went on. You were vulnerable. But you did it. And you moved past that resistance. Every single habit that we have is created based on routine. And these routines develop over time. I can tell you, and I see this all the time. And in fact, I joke about it now with Zoom. The number of people that look straight at me via Zoom and say the following, Irene, I cannot believe I'm eating plain Greek yogurt and loving it. I hear that so often that I wish I could take those clips and splice them together and create some sort of fast forward PowerPoint, because there's literally hundreds of people that say that to me now. However, these people initially, when they all read the startup materials and read that the yogurt must be plain Greek yogurt, gagged. Every single one of them did. But yet, all of those people stepped outside their comfort zone. And every single one of those people expressed that to me. That's vulnerability. They all came to me and said, I don't think I can do this. I really don't like Greek yogurt. Can you help me? That's being vulnerable. The individuals that are uncoachable, the ones that can't allow themselves to step outside that comfort zone, what they typically do is take matters into their own hand. There's too much pride for them to admit that they can't do it. So they take matters into their own hands and eat the yogurt that might have vanilla in it, let's just say, or flax seeds or what have you. And that is not going to give them results. Now, again, on paper, that might look like the same thing. But again, as the professional, as the one that has created the program, as the one that knows what you need to have, that is not what is specified. And it really doesn't have to do with yogurt. It has to do with moving past that uncomfortable zone. And this also goes with working out. This goes with calories. This goes with drinking water. I have so many people that just really don't enjoy water. This is a habit. You're not going to love water if you just spend all day long whining and complaining that you don't love water. Figure out a way that you're going to love it. Listen to the suggestions. Put them into action and actually try them. If you're not putting them into action, guess what? You're never going to find something that you like. And as a coach, I can't force any of my clients to put anything into action. And I would never put anybody in that position. As a parent, I don't like to put that into the position of my own kids. I mean, of course, I tell them to empty the dishwasher and you know, make their beds. But this isn't an action that is implicating a permanent lifestyle change. And that's not the point of making this permanent change. That's not the point of a coaching relationship. Unfortunately, I love to hold people's hands. I love to put people under my wing. I do it all the time. And there's this relationship that I have with hundreds and hundreds of people. And I like to think that every single one of my clients feels like they're my only client. But there has to be also this boundary where I am allowing self-growth. And I can't just hold your hand the entire time, because then you're not learning anything. Just like with your children, if you tie their shoes every single day until they are in seventh grade, they're not going to know how to tie their shoes. And so all these elements are very, very, very important. The pattern of dependency, the pattern of unwillingness to take action. I send out plans to people. In fact, I sent out a plan to somebody about 2 months ago, and I know she's going to be listening to this, so I hope that this is a step in the right direction. A1C was up. Doctor said she's going to go on meds. Sent her the plan a month later. No action has been taken. So this is sheer proof of being afraid to step outside that comfort zone. And whether it's refusal to accept that this is a difficult time, facing a disease, facing the fact that there's going to have to be food restrictions, whatever it should be, she was vulnerable enough to reach out to me. Vulnerable enough to hold her hand out and ask for help, because this is somebody that wants to make that change. And taking that action, admitting that they can't do it on their own is the biggest step. And nobody can do everything on their own. There would be no point in trying to do everything on your own, because there is no master at mastery. So dig deep for the reason for your resistance. And maybe it's not diet, exercise related. Maybe you're resisting something else. I am definitely resisting cleaning my car. But you know what? I will tell you this. I have gotten so good at this. I wish that there was a way that I could portray the images of my car, because now my new thing is get gas, clean the car. These are small movements. And whether it's me being vulnerable and admitting that I need to change this about me, and no, it hasn't been easy. And perhaps me talking about it is a movement in the right direction, being transparent, you know, acknowledging the fact that I need help in this area has truly been an asset to me. As far as weight gain goes, I've talked about this many times. The last time I gained my weight back, which was in 2016, I really believe the last time I gained it back is because I was transparent about it. I talked about it. I didn't hide it. I owned it. I was vulnerable. So keep that in mind, wear it on your sleeve, and accept that help, reach out for help, and you will receive it. So enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about